This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is not often, I will grant you, that we lead the show with monthly import-export price inflation. But unusual times call for unusual reportage, I believe, because inflation is the big economic question of the day, and whether it's here for reals or is, as they say, transitory. Hello, Jay Powell. So with that, this. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this morning export prices, while up from the same time a year ago by a lot, because as we've talked about, last year was an outlier. Month to month, export prices were up 0.4% in August, a smaller increase than in May, June, and July. Import prices, meanwhile, up year over year, actually fell July to August. So, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us what all that's telling us.
First, a caveat. Import-export prices can fluctuate month to month, especially in these crazy COVID-messed-up-my-global-supply-chain times. But looking over the past several months, it's clear there has been a steady decline in import and export price inflation, says Cornell trade economist Ishwar Prasad.
These price data, both for consumer goods imports and machinery and equipment imports, stayed relatively flat. So one can think about these prices as a bellwether of where domestic inflation and perhaps even worldwide inflation might be going.
What's more, big U.S. industrial companies have been able to deal with what we've been seeing recently, a steep rise in prices over the past year for materials they import, like oil and steel.
I don't see the inflation as something that is going to cause horrific headwinds for these companies.
CFRA analyst Elizabeth Vermillion covers big U.S. equipment exporters like Caterpillar and John Deere.
When the pandemic hit last year, a lot of companies cut costs so much that they're better prepared financially to handle some of these inflationary spikes.
So that's the good news scenario. Inflation's moderating, it's looking transitory, and the economy's handling it pretty well. But there's a not-so-good-news scenario, too, says Ishwar Prasad. Price inflation is slowing down because the global recovery is slowing down.
We are seeing a softening of demand around the world, with China in particular, which is a big importer of commodities, and the Delta variant is creating uncertainty about growth prospects.
For now, though, the slowdown in price inflation is welcome news, especially for consumers, says Peter McNally at Third Bridge.
A couple of key commodities have cooled off here. The agriculture stuff, corn and soy.
That could keep food prices down for consumers, making our morning breakfast cereal and sausage links a little more affordable later this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.